Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, June 29th through Monday, July 19th. Yes, I know, that's more than a week. We're taking a two-week break to allow our staff a bit of downtime for rejuvenation and self-care, as we hope you make time to do as well this summer. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. This being the episode that straddles the 4th of July holiday, we will balance our presentation of opportunities relating to policy, planning, education, and awareness with a little bit on arts, culture, and summer fun. Deal? Okay, it's a deal. Since I mentioned rejuvenation, I'll start by highlighting this month's Red Bench Conversation, hosted by Interfaith Action Central Texas, that is focused on the very topic of rejuvenation. Any Red Bench conversation that you happen to attend will be rejuvenating, but this one doubly so. The event takes place on Tuesday, June 29th at 6:30 p.m. In terms of summer reading and learning, Austin ISD is sending the Buford the Bus Bookmobile to various schools this summer to distribute books. Free books will be available for all levels from toddlers to young adults in English and Spanish, regardless of where they attend school. Check our podcast calendar or the AISD website for the dates and locations. In terms of public input opportunities, the City of Austin holds forums to get community feedback on planning for public pools at Gibbons Park and Colony Park, with the Colony Park session taking place on June 30th and the Gibbons Park session taking place the next day on July 1st. There are a number of critical dialogue opportunities in the next couple of weeks. There are legislative debriefing sessions hosted by the group Every Texan on July 7th and another hosted by Texans Care for Children on July 6th. With regard to our community's ongoing focus on racial equity, the Central Texas Collective for Racial Equity holds the first part of a two-part conversation on the topic, Deepening the Dialogue, Atonement, Reconciliation, and Reparations, to be held July 8th. In addition, the Black Austin Coalition hosts a community discussion on July 10th regarding the idea of establishing a Black embassy in Austin, which is also tied into the conversation around reparations. On the business and workforce side of things, there is a virtual job fair this Tuesday, June 29th, and again on July 13th, that is sponsored by DiversityX, who aims to connect racial minorities, women, and LGBTQIA+ candidates with employers who value diversity. The City of Austin's Small Business Department hosts a webinar on resources that small businesses can access from the U.S. Small Business Administration. Learn how SBA resources and programs can help small businesses effectively grow and compete in the marketplace. This month's Friday Frida ATX Marketplace takes place on July 7th. The event, hosted at Meanwhile Brewing Company, promises to be an evening of music, shopping, and connecting, where you can connect with about 25 local vendors. Our final highlighted business-related event is presented by the Austin Asian American Chamber of Commerce on July 14th, called Midlife Crisis of an Entrepreneur and How to Navigate It. For these businesses, what questions should you be asking? What strategies should you be considering? If that's of interest, you might want to check that out. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment, On our podcast calendar, in the Monday listing, we include the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 2 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you face, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. I'll end the podcast by highlighting a couple of signature events that are making a return. First and foremost, there will be no shortage of 4th of July festivities this weekend, with the HEB Austin Symphony celebration taking place at Vic Mathias Shores, formerly Auditorium Shores, starting at 4 p.m. The event is back with fireworks and all. The Antones anniversary celebration is back in full force. Associated musical performances started last weekend and will run through July 17th. Many great names will perform, including Gary Clark Jr., Sean Somm, Kim Wilson, Jimmy Vaughn, Lavelle White, and a special treat, Sue Foley. She was one of my favorite artists to go watch at Antones when I first moved to Austin many, many years ago. The Zilker Summer Musical returns, but not quite yet, at Zilker Park. This year's production of Little Shop of Horrors will be presented at the Hill Country Galleria July 9th to 11th. Though these are not recurring shows per se, the following events are worth noting. The Long Center hosts the Hartman Concerts in the Park every Sunday evening, and every Saturday morning, the Trail Foundation hosts Music on the Trail. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.